She is the wife of Elder Steve Chang, mother of three, Kaylee, Allison, and Miles. And she is an 805 Santa Barbara partner. Any 805 area code people here? It's just me and you right here, 805 in the house. Go Gauchos. But it's just such a tremendous privilege to hear our very own, to share her story about how God's plan for her is showing a greater glimpse of his grace and his glory. Without further welcome, let's just give our guest a round of applause.
Yeah, so when Pastor Ben first asked me to give my testimony about motherhood, at this conference, I felt like it wasn't a good fit because it's about work and faith, and so I almost thought about just backing out. But the more I thought about it, I realized that for a lot of us, to be a mom, to be a dad, it's our calling. It's the toughest job that we have, and it's also the most rewarding job that we have, or will have one day, right? So I thought, all right, I'll do it. Let's see what God can do through me. So here goes. I grew up here in this church since I was in youth group, and I remember sharing with my youth group friends and teachers that my dream is to be a mom. That's what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I actually had it very specifically planned out. I was gonna graduate, you know, get married young and start having kids right away. I'll have like maybe 5 to 6 kids. They'll all be 2 years apart. I know, I was crazy. And you know, they will be in Sunday school and they'll be good students and they, of course, will all play sports. And we would be one of those families in vans, you know, driving to sports teams and games on weekends. And that was the vision that I had for my life, and things were really falling into place, and that's exactly what happened. You know, I graduated from college and got married within 3 months, and we had our first daughter, Kaylee, within less than 2 years, and you know, everything went very smoothly. She was a super easy baby, very easy toddler, very low maintenance, and you know, we were so happy, everything was so good, and I remember feeling very blessed. Like, you know, thank you, God, that all my hopes and dreams are coming true, and life was good. And 2 years later, we had our second daughter, Allie, and I think when I look back, maybe we were kind of in denial that she was developmentally delayed. I just didn't imagine that that's something that could happen to us, just because I had a very smooth, perfectly healthy pregnancy and labor and delivery, and you know, we had our first daughter already who was perfectly healthy, and we figured, you know, she'll come around, and we just kept hoping for that. But you know, when she turned one and all her friends were taking their first steps and toddling around, and Allie was still having a hard time pulling herself up to standing position, I think it really hit me that, you know, something's up. And so we were referred to go see a neurologist, and they ran all the tests, did all the scans, and they came back to us with the diagnosis that she had mild cerebral palsy. And we were stunned and devastated, to say the least. I can't believe I'm talking about this without crying, because you know, it took us a long time to really accept it. And then for me personally, there was a period of guilt. I felt that it was my fault somehow. I must have done something wrong when I was pregnant with her. You know, why else would she have this condition? And then that turned to resentment and bitterness towards God, toward other people around me, you know, other families who had perfectly healthy kids, and it seemed like everyone was having a good time living their perfect lives, except me, while we were struggling with Allie. And I think that was when I realized that that perfect vision that I had for my life was shattered. And, you know, I remember just questioning God, like, I didn't understand it, why? You know, we've lived faithfully, we tried our best, we were good Christians, we were serving faithfully, why would you do this to us? Like, I didn't understand it. But little did I know that God, well, he was about to rock my world, is what it was. And what he was about to do was reveal to me the depth of my sins and the idols that I had in my heart, and I had no idea back then. So for those of you who know me well, you know that I'm super competitive in everything. I don't know why. And when I became a parent, that really manifested into the way I was parenting my child. And at the time, I had no idea. Nobody told me. but with Kaylee, it was really important that she was the best, you know, in everything that she did. I wanted her to be the smartest kid in her class. I wanted her to be the best soccer player on her team. I wanted her to be the best swimmer in her class. You know, I was crazy. I was so obsessive and like wanting her to be the best. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think at the time I told myself, you know, I want her to be successful and, you know, glorify God one day. But when I reflect back upon those years and when I really, really think about it, I was lying to myself. You know, God was not in the picture. What I was doing was chasing the American dream for my kids. That's what I was doing. And the ultimate goal for me as a mom was their worldly success. I wanted them to be comfortable and secure. You know, I wanted them to be successful and one day go to a good college and get a good job and live comfortably and safely. That's what I wanted for them. And, you know, even though I was serving at church and I thought, oh, you know, I'm living a good Christian life, in all honesty, I didn't really have the intention of building new relationships with others so that I can share the gospel with them. That was not really in the picture. I think I was just too comfortable in my circle. Like, I was good with my family and then my circle of friends and my church family. But beyond that, I think I was too busy and too focused on my family to care, really, to build new relationships with other people. And God really had to just shatter my tunnel vision that I had for myself to show me that, you know, his plan is so much greater than that. You know, that's not why he made me a mom, right? You know, just to focus on my own kids. So, you know, from the get-go, raising Allie was a huge struggle. I remember feeling very lonely and jealous, and, you know, I was angry for a while, and I think physically and mentally I was just exhausted. And I remember there were many days I would just be sobbing in the car, driving Allie to therapies and appointments, and just asking God, you know, like, God, help her, you know, make her better, cure her. And you know, there is actually no cure for cerebral palsy right now, but I just felt like if I prayed hard enough, like, there will be a miracle. You know, God will cure her. But then it felt like God was throwing more health issues at her, and I didn't understand. But now when I look back at it, I think God was using all this to really build our trust in him, and because I was holding so tightly to my hopes and dreams that God had to really like break me, just like break me until I said, okay, I can't do it. I can't do it on my own. Clearly I have no control over my life or my kid's life, so you do it, God. I can't do it. And I think that's when I started to see God working in Allie's life and in our lives. When I look at the way that God has been answering our prayers regarding Allie, it's pretty amazing. You know, it's very specific, and It always surpasses our expectations, and it really makes us say, you know, it's evident. It's obviously God loves Allie, you know, and he is by our side. For instance, when Allie turned 5 and she was getting ready to go to kindergarten, I remember Steve and I, we were praying so hard that Allie would get a full-time aide, because we were hearing so many stories from other families that with budget cuts and stuff, a lot of kids were not given an aide even though they really need it. And, you know, Allie, even though she was 5, she was still falling a lot and getting hurt all the time, and, you know, she couldn't use the restroom by herself, so clearly she needed an aide, and we were so worried that, you know, she wouldn't get it. And so I remember we prayed really hard for that, and we asked for prayer. And, you know, God didn't just give her any aid. God gave her an angel. You know, she's a believer. She is so patient and so loving towards Allie, and she's been with Allie for the past 3.5 years. And she doesn't just keep Allie physically safe, but she's always by Allie's side. And, you know, whenever Allie gets frustrated with herself because of her physical limitations, or when Allie feels lonely or rejected or sad, you know, her aide is right there by her side, and she reminds Allie, Allie, God loves you, you know, and God is in control, and he's going to do amazing things through you. Like, how amazing is that, that Allie has somebody like that at school every day, right? Like, we couldn't even imagine that for her, and that's how God answered our prayer. And when something like that happens over and over and over again, it's like, you can't help but just trust God, you know, and you can't help but just say, God, you know, you do have it under control. You know, you've got it. And no matter what challenge or heartache we face, we came out of it feeling like, whew, we're blessed, like, you know, feeling victorious, right? And, you know, you look at Allie, and she's come so far. You know, her therapist used to tell us, like, oh, she probably won't be able to run. But as many of you know, a couple months ago, she completed her first 5K. And, you know, we were probably one of the last ones to come in, but did I care? No. I was, you know, crossing that finish line with her, just sobbing and, you know, crying, because I couldn't believe that she achieved that, right? I could not believe how far she's come, and just so thankful. Like, so thankful and feeling so blessed. And, you know, that's another thing. And through Allie, God was teaching us to find joy in little things. With Kaylee, I think we took everything for granted. And I was so busy just chasing after success for my kid. And I was never really content, right? But with Allie, every milestone, it could be huge or it could be totally insignificant, it just makes us be so thankful, like, oh, God, you're amazing, thank you. You know, it's just total change of perspective and change of heart. And you know, I remember I used to daydream about Allie not having CP. I would, you know, sit there and just, like, imagine, oh, you know, her life would be so much easier. Our lives would be so much easier. Like, we'd be so much happier. And I can't believe I used to do that, and I think just thinking about that shows how much God has changed me in the last 9 years, you know, through everything that we experienced with Allie. God really used Allie to open my eyes to see the world differently, and I do. God used Allie to make me see what really matters and what's really eternal and what matters. You know, being parents in the Bay Area, it's really hard because it's super competitive here. I feel like we're always constantly just pushing our kids to be the best, you know? And, you know, I don't think that's bad. You know, we want our kids to succeed. But I think as Christians, the reason why we push our kids to be the best has to be different, right? Because I used to have this notion that, you know, I want my kids to do the best and be successful, and when they grow up, they'll do amazing things for God. But for now, it's going to be just all about them. You know, my life is going to revolve around them. And I don't think that's what God wants us to be like as parents. I don't think that's what his plan is for us. You know, and now that I see that God wants us to live faithfully right now, right, to our calling as Christians, and that means building relationships with people outside of our circles, because how else are we going to share the gospel, right? No matter what stage we're in, I think that's what he wants us to do, just investing our lives to build new relationships. So that could be families that we meet through school, or sports teams, therapies, you know, your coworkers, classmates. I think that these are all opportunities where we can invest our time and energy and build relationships so that one day they'll come to know Christ. And you know, even though it took me years to learn this, I still struggle with it every day because it's so much easier to just focus on my family. You know, I love them and I love my kids. And as parents, we want what's best for our kids, right? But if we think about it, what does that mean? Does that mean just striving to live easy, comfortable, safe life? Or are we okay with our kids' lives being filled with hardships and struggles? If it means bringing them closer to God and if it means them honoring God through their lives. I remember I used to pray to God that, you know, God would heal her and that her CP would just disappear. That was like my number one prayer request for the longest time. And then I realized that somewhere down the line, God changed that. You know, God changed my prayer request. And even though I still pray for her health and safety, now I find myself praying that, you know, just use her, God. Like with her pain and heartache, whatever mountain she has to climb, I just pray that God will use her to bring him glory, right? And I pray that one day Allie can use her testimony to show the world how amazing and how faithful God is. As a mom, it's still hard. It still breaks my heart to see her struggle with things that come so naturally for most kids, and a lot of times I catch myself starting to worry about what she's up against. But you know, it's amazing how God never fails to remind me again and again that he's in control. Don't worry about it. Lately Allie's been going through some like mental emotional issues, and it was stressing me out like crazy, and I was worried. And but you know, I had to prepare for this testimony, and even through this, God used this opportunity to remind me, you know, to reflect and remind me that, like, look at all the things that God has done over the past 9 years. So you really don't have to worry about it. Just trust in him, and it'll be okay. So, you know, I hope and pray that no matter what you're going through in your life, that you'll remember, you know, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. And as a body of Christ, I hope we can continue to encourage one another to just have that heavenly perspective, right? And remember that this is not our home, you know? So, thank you.